SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
WeBuy Cars Holdings Limited, the newly listed business, released a trading statement today on the financial performance we can expect for the financial year ended 30 September 2025. Now, of course, the full results will be released to the market on the 17th of November. So that is in the coming 2 weeks or so. But there have been some interesting announcements and interesting market reactions to the current trading statement that was released today. And we're going to be taking a look at the trading statement and some of the details with the co-founder and CEO at WeBuyCars, Faan Fundevalti, joins us on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Faan, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. It's a very rare opportunity that we get to speak under these conditions with the results still set to come. And of course, the trading statement is in line with JSE regulations and listing requirements for releasing the information. The numbers look positive. Core headline earnings per share increasing, basic earnings per share increasing, all the metrics pointing towards a good year. Yet, despite this, the market seemed to be a little bit nervous. Can you just take us through your thoughts, at least from a business perspective?
Jimmy, yes. Thank you for having me. Today, we did put out a trading statement, which we do every year before our results come out. There, we announced that our core headline earnings will sit somewhere between 917 and 958 million rand, which, as you mentioned, is a good increase on the prior year of somewhere between 12 and 17. However, we did also note there's a drop in the share price, and I guess that's because, you know, there's very high expectations of WeBuyCars, and we did start the year very well, and when we did our half-year results, that was well received. However, market conditions do change, and we did have a more subdued second half and softer than expected. So I guess this is a result of that. But yeah, overall, very happy. We're on track for growth. We've been keeping ourselves busy with lots of exciting things over the last year, which will come to fruition over the next few months, particularly new facilities. You know, for us to grow, we need to have more facilities. So both in Gauteng and Montana, in the north of Pretoria, as well as in the southern suburbs in Cape Town, we've been building very, very large warehouses, which will be close in size to what we have at the Dome. So creating this capacity will allow us to grow. But over and above that, you know, we've also launched the Vereniging branch a few months ago, which performing really well. And we've secured land in both Emalahleni, or the old Witbank, as people refer to it, and Richards Bay. So many exciting new locations. We've deployed quite a number of these new buying pods that people are now getting accustomed to across South Africa. The total number of pods is getting closer to 130 buying pods. You know, that's very convenient, and people love taking their cars there and have it evaluated and do a deal. Exciting times. And then from a technology perspective, we also launched a technology called Inspectify, which is a high-tech inspection platform where vehicle conditions are portrayed for clients in plain language, and we do that by using AI and internally built systems.
Faan, I want to take a look at some of the numbers that came through from a trading statement perspective. We saw that the core headline earnings per share did not increase by as much as investors might have thought, but that might have something to do with the fact that there were 83 million shares that had to be dealt with as part of the pre-listing conditions. This is something you had flagged to the market even before listing the company. Take us through some of the movements from a transactional point of view that may have, or that may affect this current financial year's numbers.
Yeah, look, that was all communicated in the pre-listing statement, so it didn't really have an effect on this year's financials. But the pre-listing statement is available for everyone to read. I find it boring, to be honest. But for us, you know, we want to deliver results. And for me, you know, the core headline earnings per share is what's important, because that's what shareholders are after. What do you get for bang for your buck, or should you move your money elsewhere? So that's our big focus, but it's not a short-term focus. You know, we will never make a decision to gain in the short term, but pay a price in the long term. We have a long-term focus, and I guess most of our shareholders are of the same view. You know, we have a long runway of growth. When we look at our market share, we're sitting somewhere between 10 and 12%. Every month in South Africa, there's around 150,000, 160,000 used vehicles being traded. So we're only doing a very small portion of that, namely 15, 16,000. So there's great scope for growth, and that's our focus, because that's the prize we're after.
But Fon, when we caught up with the We Buy Cars at the time of listing, there was ambition to hit almost 23,000 cars by 2028. Are we still on track for that plan?
Absolutely, yes. We are on track. We have a big plan, and that's why we're opening all these facilities, appointing more people, investing heavily in technology. It's with that in mind, exactly. And it's not only about growing the market share, but serving customers better. The offering and the service people experience with We Buy Cars, you know, has improved in leaps and bounds over the years, and we'll continue to do that. So it's both a volume and a quality game we are playing.
Fon, given the trading statement that came out today and the fact that the market still closed down more than 9% despite the increase that has been projected from a business perspective, do you think the market's reaction at the moment is a fair reaction? And is it something for concern from a business perspective?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't want to speculate on reasons why people sell their shares. For us, you know, we feel that what we want to build for our shareholders is long-term value. We have a vision of growing the business over the next 5 years and beyond. And looking at our market share, the size of our market share, that's totally possible. You know, we've learned so many lessons, and we have now established a footprint. We've built the technology, and we're ready to go. So, I think it might be short-sighted, but I cannot deliberate on why I think people might buy or sell shares at the moment.
Continuing to deliver long-term value remains the focus of the We Buy Cars Limited business, and that is what it is that they're going to be reporting on when they give us those results, as I said, on the 17th of November. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the co-founder and CEO at We Buy Cars Holdings, Faan van der Walt, for joining us to take a look at their trading statement.